Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazza.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Whether it is the sanding down of an old dining table, a splash of paint on a forgotten piece of furniture, or repurposing useless items around the home, we are a nation of fixer-uppers, craft enthusiasts and designers, all keen to make the most of our home spaces. Max Mercado and Zoe Pocock are the presenters of the weekend workshop on HGTV, and they join us this morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. So why do we enjoy this upcycling business then?
Well, Max, do you want to go first?
Oh, well, yeah, I can do, because there's one thing in life I'm really passionate about. It's upcycling. I've been doing it now for all of my adult life, really, for about 20 years before it was fashionable. And it's just, for me, it's good for my mental health, it's good for my hand-eye coordination, it's good for everything, including the environment. It inspires young people to pick up tools and make things and be creative. I question why people don't love upcycling rather than the other way around, in fact.
Do you think it's a bit of a lost art? You know, I remember, you know, my granddad was, you know, perfectly capable of fixing most things, from, you know, bicycles through to sort of anything which involved a bit of woodwork. But, you know, as we're all sort of, our jobs have kind of changed very much over the last 20 years or so. So the number of people who can just do that sort of stuff seems to have reduced a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, we seem to be getting back into this idea that all that table which has a rickety leg but the rest of it is just fine can be fixed.
Absolutely. I think now, through recent events, it's been the perfect time for people to have the time to sit back, enjoy something and have a go at something, which is exactly what we want to do with this show, is just show people that it's fine to have a go and it's fine to go wrong, and because I don't get it right every time on the show, but that's been the fun of it. I've absolutely loved getting things wrong as well, because out of some of my slip-ups have become my best mates, I reckon. So yeah, I think
so. You're telling us that you start off making one thing and it turns out to be something else completely different.
On episode two, I do, yes, actually.
It's a bit like me and pastry, but, really.
And that's been the fun of it. And that's what we've all wanted to, just to show people that, you know, a lot of fear in people trying things new. And the fear is that it could go wrong, or what happens if it doesn't go right. But I'll definitely show you that things can go much better when you go wrong. So it's about having a go, which we all have lost, like you mentioned. We've lost that feeling of, and the time just to fix things ourselves. We've got such busy lives. And I think this has fitted in just perfectly.
Do you think we should concentrate on one aspect of it, be it, say, woodworking, or maybe something towards the craft end of it, rather than saying, well, I can fix this, I can fix this, I can fix that?
No, I think you should have a go at everything.
Yeah, that's the joy of this show as well, isn't it? That Kate, Zoe and myself have all got so different styles as well. I'm more into the engineering, chopping things up. Zoe's the most incredible artist. And Kate just gives everything a go with 110% enthusiasm.
This is Kate Humble, isn't it? I wonder if she's described in my notes here as a passionate DIY enthusiast. I never put her down as a DIY enthusiast before.
Well, she's definitely passionate about it, but she's self-confessed. I was reading the article over the weekend that she's not an expert in DIY, but she absolutely gives it a go. And from what I've seen of the show already, she certainly puts in a lot of passion and energy.
Now, Lucy, you had a table, didn't you, which you were decided to upcycle?
Yeah, I was just trying to think, actually. I feel like I've got so many pots of paints in my little store cupboard that I must have tried to do something like an upcycling project. And I remember somebody gave me a very nice, but kind of boring looking corner wooden table, and it was very dark wood. And that's one of the things that I've noticed, like a lot of the old furniture, because it's so dark, it's that sort of, it's the perfect thing to just begin a project with. You just put some white paint on, and then I basically chose a nice chalky effect paint. And it's one of my favourite items in my house now.
Well, exactly. And also, like you say, it's an old table.
Yeah.
Old furniture is generally, well made.
Yeah.
It's well put together. It lasts. I mean, you wouldn't be able to upcycle as well something from, you know, a fast factory type furniture shop that we all know.
Mm.
So having old pieces that maybe your grandparents had or was gifted or you see in a lot of charity shops, you know, it makes it very accessible to people to have a go when it's something old and it's well made and it's going to last. And you'll probably upcycle it again as well. Once you've done it well the first time, you think, oh, well, I'll, you know, you can always change the colour or change the, you know, the top part of it with a bit of nice wallpaper.
Exactly.
And it's quite addictive, isn't it, Zoe? I don't know about you, but over the years, once you pick up a few basic skills, your confidence grows. You then want to take on a slightly bigger project. So quite often people do start with making a bird box, perhaps out of a bit of old pallet wood. And then a year later, they're selling them at craft fairs or they've gone on to make bigger items of furniture. Like we said earlier, Grandad used to do this 20 years ago. Make do and mend was a huge movement and it was sensible. But we've kind of lost those skills. So once you start playing in the workshop and you do, your confidence grows, you learn how to use a brush properly, you learn what colours go together, you think about interior design differently, it becomes very addictive.
Mm. And I guess, you know, presumably this is the kind of show where people get to be explain to folks how to do stuff rather than, you know, everybody looking on at marvelling at how wonderful the things you produce are.
I think more of the show is about showing people just to give it a go.
Right.
We don't dictate how they should do things or how, you know, best to do things. It really is about just giving it a go. Because once you do start, like Max says, it can become quite addictive and you don't need much to start a project. You know, you just see what you've got around your home. We give you plenty of ideas throughout the series of what you can do with things that you've got indoors. It's not like you're going to need a big workshop like Max and I have got. It really is something we've made accessible to people who don't have their hands on big toolboxes or lots of planks of wood or whatever. So once you just start something small with something you've got around your home, and I think then the ball starts rolling and it gets bigger and you get really into it.
And we can see the show tonight, I think. It's on first time on HGTV at 8 o'clock tonight.
It is.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Zoe and I have been messaging all morning because we've woken up like it's Christmas. It's finally here.
I think 8 o'clock is great scheduling. They've only got old episodes of EastEnders on at the moment, so surely people will want to watch HGTV to see you two.
Exactly.
We hope so. We're both on a mission to convert the world so that everybody starts upcycling more.
I think it's an excellent idea. I can think of plenty of things in Albert Square which could do with recycling and upcycling. Max Mercado and Zoe Pocock, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105.